Okay, this hour we'll take your phone calls with Dr. Joel Wallach, Your Health. Get some of his views and ideas. Again, he's with criticalhealthnews.com. We endorse what he does, by the way, quite heavily. And his toll-free number is 1-855-949-7234. Standing by to answer your questions. They're not doctors over there, but they will help you out. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Joel Wallach with us, of course. We'll take your calls this hour as well. It goes by very fast. Joel, you enjoy this. You like talking to people. You have your own radio show, don't you?
Yes, George. I've had my own radio show for 23 years now, and started out with one station and went to 15, then 135, and now I'm on 1,300 stations. So not quite as many as you, but
I don't know about that.
I'm working at it.
Good for you. Well, you've been providing this for a long, long time. I love the story because, as you know, I spent a lot of time in St. Louis, and I've been to the St. Louis Zoo. It's one of the finest out there. San Diego Zoo is great, but the St. Louis Zoo is a really nice zoo. You worked there, didn't you?
I worked there during the summers from the time I was 14 until I was 19 when I went to college. Worked with Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual Omaha Wild Game Show.
God, he loved animals.
Oh, loved it. And he was a great mentor, And I worked with the elephants because I had worked with farm animals, and most people in the cities work with kitty cats and chihuahuas, and so they needed somebody who knew how to work with big animals. And since 1904 World's Fair, they have elephant shows and lion and tiger shows and chimpanzee shows, and they're a free thing, and people loved it. And my job was to manually remove the manure balls from the rectums of these 11 show elephants a half hour before each show, so they wouldn't drop their manure on the stage, and then the elephant behind them would pick up these manure balls the size of bowling balls and throw them out in the audience. So my job was four times a day, Monday through Friday, five times a day, Saturday and Sunday, June, July, and August for 5 years. That was my job, was to remove these bowling ball-sized manure balls from the rectums of these elephants.
Oh, the nice job.
Yeah, well, it was an inside job.
Literally. Oh, man. Did you know Charlie Hessel when he was at the zoo?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He was a reptile guy.
Yeah, he replaced Marlon Perkins when Marlon moved on or passed away.
Yeah, Charlie's a great fellow, and he, of course, was a big help to me. I learned a lot about reptiles from him, and he became the general curator of the zoo, certainly, and a great, great guy. Charlie just, I've known him for, God, it's got to be 36 years. And it's got to be longer than that. Gosh, 40-something years. And we had a lot of great adventures, you know, animals escaping and this kind of stuff. We did a lot of work together. And so we became like brothers. And so, yeah, you're picking on a guy that I know extremely well. And a lot of fun with him, have a deep respect for him.
During the World's Fair, they brought in a bunch of pygmies. As part of the World's Fair, and of course the pygmies were used to catching their food out in the wild. They would go out into the neighborhood in the nighttime hours and catch dogs, people's dogs that were in their backyards and stuff, and they'd bring them back to the World's Fair area where they had their tents, and they'd eat them. And it was what a controversy it was over that one, Joel.
Yeah, of course. And of course, a dog is a common food throughout the world, particularly third world countries. Dogs are raised for food, just like we raise pigs and sheep and cows and chickens for food. Many, many cultures will raise dogs for food. You go to China, and in some of the finest restaurants in China, you go in and there's cages along the wall. When you go in the first, you know, the front door of the restaurant, you pick your dog with yellow hair or dog with gray hair or white dog, black dog, long hair, short hair. Adult puppy, and you tell them how you want them cooked, and half hour later, that dog's on your plate.
Let's go to the phones now. Let's pick it up by going to Scott in San Luis Obispo in California. Scott, welcome to the show. You're on with Doc Wallach.
Yeah, hello, George. Hello, Dr. Wallach. You know, I had a regimen I wanted to mention to you, but I also want to ask about my mother's condition on shingles, and I don't know if you're an expert on shingles by any chance, Dr. Wallach.
Well, yeah, shingles, of course, are the chicken pox virus, and they tend to lay dormant in our bodies until we get run down, not enough sleep, not eating well, missing some nutrients. And your immune system requires all 90 essential nutrients, just like all other systems in your body. And this will allow these chickenpox virus, a.k.a. shingles, to pop out and cause these painful, itchy blisters. They come in segments, and people say it's kind of a funny pattern. They'll run maybe in a 2-inch wide path from your spine around your ribs, to your sternum, to your breastbone, or they might be on the side of your face. It could be under your arm. They can be in your eye. They can be any place. And so the way I approach shingles is you have to take the 90 essential nutrients, get your nutrients to your immune system, get your immune system involved here. And then topically, on top of the shingles blisters, even if they're not there where they used to be, it can be extremely painful. And this is kind of a phantom pain because there's actually pain emanating from your spinal cord, but you feel it in this tract where the blisters had been maybe earlier in the year or last year. And I like to use a colloidal silver. We have a wonderful Envision colloidal silver, and you can soak a cotton ball in it and keep that area where the pain is, the shingles pain is, keep it wet for 15 minutes, two or three times a day. It will absorb that through the skin, and the colloidal silver will actually kill the chicken pox virus, a.k.a. shingles. Also, I like to give a blend of eight herbs we call Killer Biotic, and the blend of eight herbs actually support the immune system, which is your best friend when you have these types of things. But also, two of the eight herbs in there actually have antimicrobial properties and can kill bacteria and viruses and fungus and yeast. And so it's a great combination to deal with this. Now, we do have a pain reliever. It's a cream called CM Cream. And we actually have an aromatherapy blend we call trauma oil. And I like to put eight drops of that trauma oil in the CM Cream, about a teaspoon, and use it lavishly on the tract where you feel the pain, even if you don't see the blisters anywhere. But if you feel the shingles pain, you put this on, and you're going to get, within 10 minutes, you're going to get complete relief of discomfort for about 3 to 5 hours. And in the meantime, you're rebuilding the immune system by giving them the 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. Get that immune system pumped up, and it will put the chickenpox virus back in the box where it won't be causing any symptoms.
Scotty, you got a follow-up? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's my mother. She's had it for about 15 months, and she's seen about 5 doctors. So, you know, it's kind of a long time for her. And the other thing is, my regimen I've been doing, you talk about cholesterol, is I've been taking niacin, 1,000 milligram, which is 2,500, well, actually breaking the 4, so every day, flush-free, and I've been taking red rice tablets, 1,200 milligrams twice a day. So my cholesterol right now is about 119 total, which, you know, I'm 47, and actually 46, sorry. So, you know, it was my cardiologist that mentioned it to me, and I guess it's what you call an organic statin. I don't know if you've heard of that, but...
Yes, I know them.
Yeah, for me, it seems to be working just fine. I mean, I have the flushing, but I've gotten used to it.
Yes.
And I don't know if you felt that that's actually a good regimen or you have...
Okay, well, here's the deal. You are in grave danger. I will repeat this. You are in grave danger.
Why?
Normal cholesterol for human beings is 220 to 270.
They would tell me that would be high, Doc.
Yes. Well, there's thousands of failed medical theories each century, and the 20th century and 21st century is no different. One of the biggest failed theories, remember we talked about cholesterol and Crisco and
yeah.
You know, at the beginning of the hour, right? And this is kind of an extension of that. Remember, they demonized cholesterol to sell Crisco. There's no validity to the theory that elevated blood cholesterol are a ratio problem between LDL, the low-density lipoprotein, the bad cholesterol, and HDL, high-density lipoprotein, the good cholesterol, that these things have anything to do with cardiovascular disease. There's no evidence to show that. It was a sales campaign. And you take the people who have the fewest cardiovascular incidents, fewest strokes, fewest heart attacks, or the Inuit Eskimos above the Arctic Circle, their traditional diet is 98% red meat and saturated fat and blubber. We're talking about whale meat and whale blubber, walrus meat and walrus blubber, seal meat, seal blubber, bear meat, bear fat.
And blubber, of course, is fat. Just
yeah,
so people
almost their entire meal is saturated fat and cholesterol, and their cholesterol, their blood cholesterol charge runs 350 to 500, and they do not get cardiovascular disease. Now, this has been written up 12 times.
Amazing.
In the medical literature, and doctors just don't pay attention to it because they make too much money selling the statin drug concept to their patients. Now, here's our friend's problem here. He is in line to get Alzheimer's disease, low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, adrenal exhaustion.
Jeez.
His main problem And also type 2 diabetes.
Well, are you saying his cholesterol is too low?
Way too low, way too low. It should not be below 220. He's 119. He's 100 points. He's 50% too low. He's in grave danger. Remember, the FDA sent a stop urgent email to every licensed medical doctor in February of 2012 saying, stop telling your patients to get on cholesterol-restricted diets. Stop telling your patients to get on statin drugs because it increases the risk of type 2 diabetes by 52% and Alzheimer's disease by 100%.
Well, this is interesting. I have a friend of mine who had very low cholesterol, and her doctor told her, you could have a serious liver issue. Is that true?
Well, the one organ in your body that produces a minutia amount of cholesterol is the liver. And one of the symptoms of chronic liver disease, such as fatty liver, liver cirrhosis, that kind of stuff, is low cholesterol. That's one of the symptoms. But they're not talking about things like 119. They're talking about
50.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And so it's not likely that our friend's cholesterol 119 is due to liver disease. It's due to the fact that he's been taking natural statins like red, right?
Reducers, yeah.
Yeah, will lower cholesterol. But Ken, even vegetarians have been misled. Even vegans have been misled, okay? And they get dementia more than meat eaters. They have erectile dysfunction more than meat eaters. They have low T more than meat eaters because they're taking these natural cholesterol-lowering foods.
How do you know who to trust, Joel? I mean, when you hear your doctor say one thing, and then you hear alternative practitioners say another, and then even people like you who are experts, how does the person on the outside know who to understand and accept?
Okay, well, here's what I've done to answer that very question, because it's a relative question, George. And there's so much junk out there. Who do you believe? Where do you go? And this is very important. This is going to either save our nation or kill our nation. And so my most recent book, The Epigenetics, The Death of Genetic Series Disease Transmission, I go into many of the failed medical theories. Remember, thousands of failed medical theories every century, in the 20th century, in the 21st century, are no different. There's two big failed theories. One is the cholesterol theory. It was a front cover story on Time Magazine, June 23rd, 2014. I mean, it's so well known now that this cholesterol thing is a failed theory. It's a cover article in Time Magazine, June 23rd, 2014. And then, of course, all the details, all the bad guys and how they were messing around with all this data so they could sell Crisco, Procter & Gamble, the American Heart Association, is in the book Epigenetics. The story is in the book Epigenetics. And it goes into now that's number two. I would rate the cholesterol theory thing the second most dangerous failed theory.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Number one is the genetics. There's not a single genetically transmitted disease. Okay, it sounds weird because everything's genetic. No, it's not. Eye color, hair color, the height limits for human beings. You know, there's not going to be a human being 500 foot tall. Okay, but we have genetic limits. And we have genetic potential. And genetic potential here, you know, let's say your grandmother lived to be 115, your granddad lived to be 98, and you say, man, I've got good genes. My granddad
right.
has been...
The odds are you're going to live long.
Yeah. And so, and you're playing the hellion here, and you're drinking and doing drugs and staying up late and, you know, doing all this stuff.
Because I'm going to live long.
Exactly. I've got good genes. And you died 42 of a heart attack. And that's because you weren't doing the things that grandma and grandpa were doing. Okay? They may have had a long life, but it wasn't because they had good genes. They had long life because they gave their good genes everything they needed to maximize their potential.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the piece that's missing. And when you ask earlier on, what's the biggest danger we face in health is nutritional deficiencies because our genes only function. We give them the optimal amounts of 60 essential minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. And medical doctors have the very, very, what would you call it? It's a very naive belief. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and assume that they have a naive belief. Okay, but they're supposed to be the experts here. They shouldn't have naive beliefs. Let's say it's a naive belief rather than a conspiracy to kill us all, because they wouldn't have any patients. And their naive belief is that if you just eat well, you get everything you need. That is not true. There are 20 places on Earth in the top 20 longevity cultures. They have 40 times 100 olds we do. They're all third world cultures, George. They're all illiterate. They have no doctors, no insurance, government or private. They have no emergency services, no hospitals, no clinics. Yet they have 40 times 100 olds we do. They have 100 old per 250 of their populations. We have 100 old per 10,000. It's because by dumb luck, their ancestors chose to live in a place that had all 60 essential minerals in the soil.
Let's go to the island of Hawaii now. HD's with us. HD, go ahead, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Dr. Wallach, I've been wanting to call in and talk to you every time you come on. I've been taking your 90 vitamin and mineral product for, well, since April the 24th. And I have experienced some very strange side effects for me. I have experienced extreme irritability from taking that product. And whenever I change anything in my diet or my program, and I only change one thing, and adding that product, I've been crawling out of my skin ever since I started your program.
This is not a common side effect, but it's one that I get calls on maybe five times a month from around the world. And let me ask you a question. Do you ever get drowsy after you eat?
Do I ever get what?
Drowsy.
Only when I'm sleeping.
Okay. And so, but let me ask the question another way. When you eat, do you ever get, start nodding your head and kind of drift off a little bit when you're watching TV after dinner or something?
Logie, I don't watch TV, and I only...
Well, you know the question I'm asking. Come on, answer the question.
Logie, sometimes, I suppose. Depends on what I eat.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say you get a little drowsy after you eat. This is called reactive hypoglycemia, or hyperinsulinemia. And one of these symptoms of it is you can go to sleep. Another symptom is you can get irritable. Another symptom is you start sweating and start hallucinating and all kinds of stuff. That's called reactive hypoglycemia or hyperinsulinemia. Now, when you look at what's in the, let's just take the Healthy Start Pack, the 90 essential nutrients. There are two minerals in there that help your body interpret the language of insulin. One of the reasons why people get diabetes, these minerals are missing. And you're making plenty of insulin, but it's not working because your cells don't hear the message from the insulin because those minerals aren't there to carry the message over. And when you add, in this case, when you've been deficient a long time, then you add the 90 essential nutrients, including those two minerals, suddenly now you've got 10 times more insulin than you should have because your body keeps ramping up on the insulin trying to compensate. Now you've got 10 times too much insulin. Now here comes these two minerals. Suddenly now you're communicating. But instead of having the proper sound in your ear, you're getting somebody with cymbals, smashing these cymbals behind your head every second, and that's the equivalent to what's going on with your blood sugar. And this is why you're getting irritable, because it's dropping your blood sugar too far. So what I want you to do when that happens is to scramble an egg real quick and some butter and eat the scrambled egg and butter, or eat a piece of meat, or eat a piece of chicken or something like that. Don't have sugar because it'll make it worse. And are you a vegetarian?
He hung up, Doc, and we're almost at the break. So okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so at any rate, you see this sort of thing in vegetarians and vegans. They do get very irritable when their blood sugar drops, and it's very common with them. And so this is where the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack would be the right thing to take.
All right. Stay with us. We're going to wrap things up and take final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And we're with Dr. Joel Wallach. We're going to take your final calls with him in a moment when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, ParanormalDate.com has now hit another milestone after being open less than a week. 1 million hits. It's now open in Canada as well. I know we were getting lots of emails from our Canadian neighbors saying, I can't get in. I can't. You should be able to. It should be up and running for you. It's free to sign up. If you decide to hang around, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount at ParanormalDate.com. Welcome back with Dr. Joel Wallach, CriticalHealthNews.com. Joel, what drives you? You don't stop. How many places do you visit every year?
Well, let's see. I give 300, on the average, 300 free lectures a year. This year, I think I'm going to do 400. In 2015, because I'm giving some cases three lectures a day, particularly on the weekends, and so it'll be close to 400 lectures this year, but never less than 300. And I've been doing it for 36 years. And, of course, you ask the question, what makes me do this? Well, I discovered the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis in the monkey at Yerkes Primate Center at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, in 1977. It was confirmed by experts from around the world. And then I told them that this was a monkey, not a human being, and they were all excited. We had the first non-human case. And I did my due diligence because I'd already done those 20,000 autopsies we spoke about earlier. And I did my due diligence and figured out that cystic fibrosis is actually a deficiency of a single mineral during pregnancy. And because there's no structural damage, like with a cleft palate or heart defect, which requires surgery, that even after the baby's born, you could give them these minerals and cystic fibrosis will go away. Even what they call the genetic marker would go away. And I put this into a paper and brought it to the director of the Yerkes Primate Center and the screening committees at Emory University, and they fired me. They fired me. I said,
They fired you?
Yeah, they fired me. They said, you must be sniffing glue, Wallach. Everybody knows cystic fibrosis is genetic. I said, well, that's the prevailing theory, but it's not. I said, don't I get a committee like a PhD student defending a thesis? You can challenge me with questions, and if I can't answer it right, then fire me. But if I can answer it right, then, you know, this is the truth. And they said, no, we'd be laughed out of the university, so they fired me. Well, that's when I went to, it's a long story, but the short version of it is I went back to school up in Portland, Oregon, 1978, got advanced standing, started my residency, and became a naturopathic physician. I've been licensed as a primary care naturopathic physician in Oregon and California, in Oregon since 1982. And I see literally millions of patients through the internet every year, and it's quite exciting to be able to get this information out. What drove me to do this was the fact that they were prepared to kill thousands of babies every month that have things like cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, and of course I gave the information on muscular dystrophy to Jerry Lewis, and the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation fired Jerry Lewis. That's why he hasn't done the telethon.
He got fired because of you, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Gee.
Because I gave him the you know, we don't like to use that word, but I gave him the cure for muscular dystrophy, the prevention and cure for muscular dystrophy. Well-documented cases. We've been doing it. I did 1,700 autopsies on kids in China.
Did he pass that on to them?
Oh, he passed it on to them. Hey, we need to look at this. And they fired him because they insisted that they look at it seriously. And they fired him, even though he had all these Amish kids that we had reversed muscular dystrophy in. He had the records. And they fired Jerry Lewis. And, of course, they've just now released the news that they're not going to do the telethon anymore.
That's right.
Because without Jerry Lewis, they're nothing.
They think with social network they can do the same thing for less money.
Well, anyways, that's what drives me.
Well, keep driving. Let's take some final calls here for you, Doc, because the time is clicking by. Karen in Doyle, California. Hello, Karen. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Good to talk to you again.
You
Dr.
too.
Dr. Wallach, thank you. I have a comment and a question.
Okay.
I keep telling my sister-in-law, you have to get off statin. I get this, who the hell do you think you are? You think you're a doctor? No, I says do the research. Okay, and my next question is, I'm taking 6,000 milligrams of vitamin D3 a day. Is that too much?
Well, it's not milligrams. What's it called, Doc?
International units.
International units. Big difference, right?
Yeah, 6,000 international units. And, of course, a doctor might prescribe 60,000 if you're deficient in vitamin D3. You know, he might prescribe 60,000 every day for a month. And it's kind of interesting how they're worried about, purported to be worried about overdosing, and yet the actual recommended dose for vitamin D3 is 400 international units. They'll give you 60,000. They don't seem to be too worried about overdosing when they're writing the prescription. And so, vitamin D3 deficiency is a physician-caused disease, just like Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease, because it gets you on a cholesterol-restricted diet. And vitamin D3 is, the basis of it is cholesterol. It's part of the structure of vitamin D3 is cholesterol. And that's why a lot of people want to make vitamin D3 a hormone rather than a vitamin. At any rate, vitamin D3 deficiency is a physician-caused problem. They say, stay out of the sun, you're going to get skin cancer. Do not take any vitamins, minerals, you'll overdose, and of course, you're not going to get any vitamin D3 if you're not supplementing. Don't eat any eggs, you're going to get cholesterol, you'll clog your arteries, and there's lots of vitamin D3 in the yolks of eggs. Don't eat any meat, don't eat any dairy, no cholesterol, And so this is where we run into vitamin D3 deficiency. And rickets is coming back with a vengeance in the industrialized world because the medical doctors are saying, stay out of the sun, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't supplement. And so rickets is coming back with a vengeance in the industrialized world. And the third world countries are sitting there, you know, working out in the sun in their gardens, getting plenty of free vitamin D3, laughing at us because our kids now are getting rickets again, which when we wiped it out 150 years ago with vitamin D3.
Next up, we go to Steve, truck driving somewhere in Maine. Hello, Stephen. Go ahead.
Good morning, Joe. It's one Dr. Wallach.
Good morning.
I just got a quick question for you. Being a truck driver, I'm in my tractor 14 hours a day. Then I go home, and I sit on my butt for another whatever, and then I go to bed. So I fit into that statistic of the obese United States, American, whatever. I'm not that obese. I'm 45 at 260 pounds, and I have been trying for the past month and a half to drop weight. I have not been able to. Is there a way to boost the metabolism to help with that where I'm in here? I don't have a whole lot of time to exercise. I do on the weekends with some buddies, but that's it. I mean, one day is really not enough, in my
opinion.
Okay,
well, here's the deal. You can exercise all you want. You're not going to lose weight. Exercise, lack of exercise and eating too much is not the cause of being overweight and obese. It's actually a simple nutritional deficiency. And again, this is in the new book called Epigenetics. And, of course, there's another book called Hell's Kitchen, which is deals with all the science of why people gain weight. It's actually a simple nutritional deficiency. It has nothing to do with eating too much and lack of exercise. Again, we became the number one obese nation in the world, exercising more and eating less. And so what I recommend is you supplement. You take the 90 essential nutrients, and it would be the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. And then we have a little booster. It's called ASAP. And you put a dropper full of this under your tongue, and you'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And I'll tell you a quick story about a pastor. I'll give you his first name. Is Ivan, and he's from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6'1", weighed 432 pounds when I met him 2 years ago. And to make a long story short, we put him on that exact regimen, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids, and one bottle of the ASAP per month, a dropper full under his tongue, 30 minutes for each meal. And he lost anywhere from 2 pounds to 4 pounds a day, and in 7 months' time, he's down to 157 pounds. That was 2 years ago.
That's amazing.
And he has not regained a half an ounce, okay? And we do this literally thousands of times a month. We have thousands of times a day people lose weight, half a pound to 2 pounds a day on this program. And the magic here is you'll never gain the weight back as long as you stay on your supplements, because being overweight and obese is not a lack of exercise or eating too much. It is a nutritional deficiency problem.
Joel, as you look at everything you've been doing, Doc, for all these years, helping people, is there that one story, that one person that you believe you helped that you'll never forget?
Well, I actually have millions of those, George, but let me just I'll tell you a great story about a billionaire. This billionaire from New York City, a very shy guy. He actually owns more property than Donald Trump, but he's very shy. And I didn't know him from Adam. And I get this call when I was up in Chicago. Say, I want to take out to lunch my older brother you helped because he had some health problems. You helped him. Sure. And I said, where are you at in Chicago? No, we're on our plane. We're calling you from the plane. We're coming from New York. So I knew the guy had some financial substance. He's calling from his airplane. And they tell me the story. Well, the story is that for 20 years, this billionaire was one physician's only patient. He paid this physician $100,000 a month for 20 years. After 20 years, the physician comes to him after his recent annual physical, and this is like 10 years ago. He says, Steve, the guy's first name is Steve, game over. You have an inoperable dissecting aneurysm. You have less than a year to live. You could die tonight, you could die tomorrow, but you're not going to live a year. You get your affairs in order. In your situation, we're anticipating 3 months or less, you're going to be dead. And so he's out antique shopping with his wife, and he runs into one of my old audio cassette tapes at an antique store, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. He buys it because he thinks it's a cute title. He's kind of ticked off at his doctor. And so he listens to it, and he has his younger brother call the number on there. It was a dead number. It was 25 years old. And then he calls the company. He buys two cases of just her plain plant minerals. Nothing else, just the plant minerals. 78 minerals from, you know, colloidal minerals, and he starts taking them, an ounce twice a day. 3 months later, the doctor calls his house because he hasn't heard from Steve, and he figures he's died, and he gets the wife, and the wife says, hello, and he says, so, hey, this is Dr. So-and-so, where's Steve? He's out playing golf. Really? Yeah, he's feeling pretty good. He looks much better than he did than he did 3 months ago. And so he says, send him in. I want to run some tests. So he re-ran the MRIs and CAT scans. The aneurysm is gone.
Amazing.
So that's why they wanted to
miracle.
Thank me. Yeah, the aneurysm is gone. Just we're talking 90 days on just the plant minerals, not even the complete formula.
Do you expect that to happen, or are you too surprised sometimes?
I'm rarely surprised because what we do, George, is based on $100 billion worth of animal research into nutrition. And I can predict what's going to happen because it's been done in literally millions of animals, you know, rats and rabbits and dogs and cats and sheep and pigs and horses and cows. And
it should work in a human, then.
It will work in all vertebrates, including a human. So I'm never surprised when what works in animals works in humans. And so this is why I took the tack that I did. And, of course, it's an advantage being a physician and a veterinarian because I can read both languages. And we've formulated our programs based on $100 billion worth of research. This is not pipe dream stuff. This is not me smoking marijuana out in the woods and coming up with an idea. This is based on $100 billion worth of research from the United States Department of Agriculture, agricultural universities, veterinary schools all over the world. And I've seen it work in everything you can think of, and a lot of things you can't. You know, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease. I get people who had Alzheimer's disease for 8 years. They're incapacitated. Their relatives are told they only have weeks to live. We put them on our program. They're fed this stuff through the G-tube, plus 20 eggs a day, whipped up and mixed with some heavy whipping cream and put through the G-tube. 5 days after starting this, I'm figuring it's going to take 6 months. 5 days after starting this, the guy gets up, gets dressed, ties his tie perfectly, and goes back to work at the bank.
Amazing.
And we see these sort of things thousands of times a month.
Let's go to John in Sebring, Florida now. First-time caller for us. John, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Sure,
Dr. Wallach, I have relatives that I think are over-medicated, and a 93-year-old mother-in-law, for example. Is there any way that we can, without the doctors thinking we're off the charts or something, can we prove that they're over-medicated, and how do we do that?
We have to appreciate, first of all, that with the exception of antibiotics, which do kill bacteria, you can cure bacterial pneumonia with antibiotics. You can cure bacterial meningitis with antibiotics. You can cure syphilis with antibiotics, okay, because these are bacterial diseases. And
for pharmaceuticals, you like antibiotics.
That's right. That's it.
All right.
Everything else, George, the other 250,000 only treat symptoms. They don't cure anything. They're only designed to treat symptoms. They're purposely designed to treat symptoms. Because if you, let's say you cure rheumatoid arthritis in 3 weeks because it's a simple bacterial disease, and you can kill the bug. It's called mycoplasma. You can kill the bug with an antibiotic, minocycline, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and you've cured the infection. Then it's a matter of rebuilding the damaged bone and joints. It takes maybe 3-4 months, depending on the severity of the damage. And rheumatoid arthritis is gone, but the doctor's only going to make $300. So he likes to treat you with joint replacements, gold shots, methotrexate, Enbrel, and he makes $750,000 for treating you for 25 years. And so they choose to treat you because there's no laws requiring a doctor to cure you when there's a cure available. That's where I...
But I guess you got to do this with kid gloves if you want to get off pharmaceuticals.
That's correct. And, of course, there's some responsibility. You have to do that. Now, a 92-year-old woman... she can't cold turkey off of any medications, right?
No, well, that could backfire.
Exactly. And so what you have to do here is look at some of her disease. I mean, I deal with people who are on 27 prescription drugs. They call it polypharmacy. The drugs.
What, 27 drugs?
Yes.
A day?
27 prescription drugs. They're taking a dose of each one of these, a minimum of one, sometimes three times a day. And, of course, I have great stories about people, these are true stories, that their doctors will take them off after just 10, 12 days. On these, they've been on these prescriptions for 3, 4, 5 years, and we get them off of them in just 4 or 5 days. I don't get them off; their own doctors get them off because they don't have the disease anymore.
All right. Next up, we've got Kay in Toledo, Ohio. We'll squeeze in as many as we can in the moments we have left. Kay, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Joel.
Hi.
I listen to your radio program on the radio. I don't get it, but I there's a number you dial. I can get it through.
Okay.
The phone.
And the question is.
I wanted to ask two questions. The first question, you said about congestive heart failure. I have a friend that has that. And you said they're lacking in a vitamin. What vitamin is that?
It's a deficiency of a single vitamin, and I'm not going to tell you. And the reason I don't tell you is because you'll run to the store and buy that vitamin and give it to them, and it won't work. Because it's one of a recipe. Okay, when we do the studies in animals, they're getting all 90 essential nutrients, and you leave one out, you find out what the deficiency is, you put it back in, the disease goes away. And so human beings are not on a perfect diet, and they're missing, anybody who's missing one vitamin is usually missing 14 vitamins, 18 minerals, essential fatty acids, and they have all these multiples of deficiencies. And so we have what we call secret sauces, because I learned, oh gosh, it's got to be almost 40 years ago, I started telling people what that mineral was, what that vitamin was. They'd run out and buy it, and it wouldn't work because they weren't getting the rest.
Well, you know what? I asked a friend of yours, Joel, about that specifically. I asked him a question once, and he wouldn't tell me the answer. You know how I feel about that. He said, you got to listen to why, because Doc Wallach is petrified. People will just use that, and it won't work, and he's going to look bad. So that's a good point. I guess I can understand.
I'm not worried so much about me looking bad as much as I am them being disappointed because they're expecting something.
Right,
to happen.
But they'll blame you.
Oh, of course. And so I have to make sure that when I say use this program, it's like Grandma's famous angel food cake recipe. And you know, the granddaughter who got the recipe when Grandma died, she only likes half the ingredients, leaves half the ingredients out. She's not going to have Grandma's famous angel food cake recipe. And the same thing is true here. And so when somebody has diabetes, they have to use the healthy blood sugar pack. When somebody has congestive heart failure, they have to use the healthy brain and heart pack. But because it's congestive heart failure, I would throw in another program we called De-Stress, which has significant, literally thousands of times the minimum data requirement of that one vitamin. And again, I get people off the heart transplant list, and they've been on it for years and years because of congestive heart failure. Their cardiologist, not me, their cardiologist take them off the heart transplant list.
I hope they call you and thank you. Joel, we'll talk to you again next month. Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. And a staff of folks who can answer some of your questions as well at 855-949-RADIO.